Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the VersaBank Annual Shareholder Meeting Q&A conference call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to David Taylor. Please go ahead, Mr. Taylor.
Welcome, everybody. David Taylor here, calling in from VersaBank's Innovation Center of Excellence. It's kind of lonely here today. Only Eduardo and I are actually at the premises. Save two cats. We have a mascot called VersaCat, and her daughter Serafina. However, I placed both of them in the boardroom because they're somewhat deprived of human interaction nowadays. So they'd probably jump on my keyboard if I was to let them loose in my office. So happy to entertain your questions, and thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you. We'll now take questions from the telephone line. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel a question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register for questions. We thank you for your patience. The first question is from Peter Lukacs. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good morning, David. Just wondering if you could maybe comment on how you're looking at things currently and how you see the rest of the fiscal year progressing.
Well, that's a very good question, Peter. So starting with our assets, point of sale financing is diminishing, of course. As I was saying earlier, it's sort of trickling in the door. So I would expect in the short term the point of sale portfolio to reduce in size. At Q1, it was around $1.1 billion. So I would expect that by the end of the year, it's reduced, could be $100 million or so, or maybe more, depending on just how the market reacts to the quarantining and such. So that portfolio will diminish. The what we call commercial banking portfolio, which is about 50% residential projects, they're going to proceed sort of more slowly than they have in the past, of course, in that workers are being awfully cautious about coming on site. I expect in a few months there'll be a little more activity on the construction side. So that particular portfolio will likely diminish a little too, in that a lot of our projects are near completion, and some will be sold off. Some of the sales will be slower, I would imagine. Some may be converted to rental projects in this market. So I'm not looking for any growth in that area. Probably steady the way it is, with maybe a little bit of reduction in size. Hopefully that project financing area of the bank will be bolstered by our return to public sector projects. We've already initiated that, and it's hard to say how much we'll get in before the end of the year, but I'm pretty confident that over the course of a year or two, we'll have a lot of public sector type projects. On the liability side, of course, we have a counterbalance to what is happening in the asset area, and that's that the deposits that are flowing in from the insolvency professionals are at usual checking account rates, which is zero. So that's likely to be an ever-increasing balance of deposits, and that serves to reduce our cost of funds. So you'll see our cost of funds descending quite significantly over the course of the year, which will help protect our net interest margin. a lot of our prime-based loans hit what we call the hard deck, where we've written into our agreements that there's only so low that their interest rate will go. With the counterbalance of the sticky insolvency professional low-cost deposits flowing in, and the consumer deposits, the GIC rates are relatively low, we're looking to protect our leading net interest margin.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from a participant. Please state your name. Your line is open. We are unable to hear anyone.
Oh, hello? Yes, this is Brian Smith, and congratulations on another successful quarter. And my question has to do with how your the loan loss provision will shape up this particular quarter. This point of sale financing, I know that they're guaranteed by the retailers, but are there any retailers that you may think they either ask for deferrals or, God forbid, be in financial difficulty given the times? And then the second area of concern would be the non-residential mortgages, the commercial mortgages. Are there any projects that you'd have some concerns over?
Well, those are two good questions, Brian. Now, with respect to provisions, as you know, we're now under IFRS 9 accounting and provide for expected losses. And that, of course, is very tricky. And I think from what I'm reading the newspapers, there's probably a lot of regret in adopting that type of accounting, in that it leads a lot to speculation as to what losses will occur in the future, and reliance on models, and we all know just how unpredictable the results of models are. Our portfolio, looking at the what we call point of sale finance loans and leases, is somewhat protected by the structure, and the structure is that we retain a holdback, a cash collateral for each one of our partners, so that we're able to debit their account when one of the loans or leases goes into arrears. It's about $100 million in round numbers against the $1.1 billion. It's a substantial holdback. We stress it to come up with that figure. We stress it to a worst-case scenario. It might be in certain cases that it hits the worst-case scenario during this this pandemic. But presently, all the tests we've done, it looks like that is much more than adequate to protect the bank's general provision against losses in that receivable program. There is the possibility that some of our partners, given the lack of activity in their area, will find themselves in some financial difficulty. However, the Government of Canada has come up with some very supportive programs that are available for small businesses that, through no fault of their own other than the pandemic, have found themselves in financial difficulty. One of those programs is appropriate for us to apply for to be able to provide financing if necessary to our partners if that should occur. So generally speaking, we're not all that worried about our receivable program, our point-of-sale financing program, given the tremendous amount of cash collateral we have in front of losses. With respect to the commercial banking area, as I've called it in the past, a good half of that is involved in real estate or residential projects. Not all worried about that either. I've been through a number of recessions. Probably see my resume over 40 odd years in the banking industry. And what tends to happen, condominiums that were maybe slated for sale, if sales fall through, which might be very well the case in this environment, then they're rented, and there's a huge demand for rentals, particularly in Toronto and other areas. I don't expect that they'll remain vacant for any length of time. And the market cap rates for valuing these projects, of course, have declined with the reduced interest rates. So it doesn't look bad, those types of projects. The slowdown of the construction, it will drag them out longer, much longer than they used to be. But a lot of ours just fortunately were almost complete. And you probably noticed that over the last year or so, I was backing off on our exposure in those areas. I've been through many, many, like I say, downturns, recessions, and it looked to me that this type of financing was due for some sort of a reset. So we lightened up, and let's say a lot of our projects are pretty close to completion. Our team is skilled in this area of financing, and we'll work with our clients to make sure that their projects are completed and they're able to pay us back. It depends on the individual project, but again, we're not worried. This is something that I've done all my working life. I've worked in the real estate area, and I think that we've got a good set of clients. We've got good projects. We've got low loan-to-value ratios. They're in good areas, so I'm not all that worried. With respect to what kind of provisions we come up with, well, because we're somewhat reliant on models and data, not that much, but we are somewhat. It's a little hard to say. I don't see right now. I'm not expecting losses in our portfolio personally, but I'm sure we'll end up with provisions at the end of April that are much higher than we've had in our recent history, due to the models and the uncertainties and the way things are calculated. But personally, I like the way that we've structured this bank. I like the idea that we were able to back off in the construction project when it got a bit frothy. I like our cash collateral. I also love the infrastructure financing in the public sector area. That's a wonderful business for us in the past, and I see all kinds of opportunities in that market now. So other than the IFRS 9 ECL type calculations, I would say if I was under the old accounting rules, where you provide for losses that have occurred in your portfolio, it would be nothing. Right. Going forward, a little bit of uncertainty with the models.
Yeah, thank you. Very thorough answer. I wasn't quite fully aware of the size of the hold that actually had for the point of sale, but that's quite reassuring.
Yeah. It's designed, kind of say it this way. We see ourselves as mostly IT guys, and we process data, and we don't have a collection department, and we've never had a collection department, and we just don't want to do that. It's not our business. So the way we've structured our lending is so that it would be a very unusual situation for us to get into a collection.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. And in terms of the other half of that commercial portfolio, you said half is construction. What's the other half? I know it's decreasing, but...
Well, it's a miscellaneous portfolio of smaller loans, some corporate, still legacy public sector loans that we've done in the past. They're still paying off. Relatively low risk. No worries in that area either. That hopefully you see the public sector side of that start to grow fairly dramatically. Your classic response to a recession is to employ folks on public works projects, and we love to finance those sort of things. We finance nursing homes and retirement homes too. And in the portfolio, those are the type of loans we have mm-hmm. already. Nursing retirement
okay.
homes.
Okay, thank you very much, David.
Alrighty.
Thank you. The next question is from Peter Lico. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Good morning again. The previous caller asked the questions I was thinking about, so I'll free up the line again. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Ian Gillespie. Your line is open. Please go ahead.
Oh, good morning, David.
Good morning.
Can you talk a little bit more about DRT Cyber and what the ultimate sort of revenue opportunity might be there, and how you might sort of monetize some of those solutions that you've described?
Sure. Yeah. Well, DRT Cyber, I would call our skunkworks. It's where our leading edge technology is developed. And we developed it first and foremost for the bank's use. But we thought that if it works for our bank, it probably worked for other banks, other corporations. And the VersaVault has been created. It is being utilized in Europe. There's not a lot of revenue flowing from that area. There's a number of other software projects that are getting close to the beta testing stage where we'll be able to make announcements. Some of them I'm very excited about. They seem to have applicability throughout the world, and it remains to sort of be seen as to what kind of revenue would flow from them. So the way I look at it is that very little incremental expense is incurred by DRT Cyber. It's things that we'd want to do for our own bank. But there could be a huge, huge revenue source. Dreaming in Technicolor, if we can sign up lots and lots of customers, we may even want to list it in the United States and spin it off with a small percentage. Gurpreet is a very, very capable guy. He's almost legendary in the cybersecurity business. And he's an excited guy in this. I'd say within the next few months, we'll be making some announcements about the new products that we're bringing to bear. So I hate to be not really accurate about what kind of revenue, but it looks like a lot, and it doesn't cost us hardly anything.
Is that sort of time frame that you're sort of thinking about right now, a 3 to 5 year period?
In this financial period, ending October 31st, we probably have our products all launched. So I'll have a lot better fix on what kind of revenue potential. But you're in the 3 to 5 years for it to be fully laid out.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have no other questions at this time. I'll just turn the meeting back over to Mr. Taylor.
No further questions?
We have no other questions registered at this time.
All right. Well, thank you very much, everybody, for dialing in. Certainly, challenging times that we've found ourselves in. However, this digital bank that we formed, on balance, seems to be able to take somewhat advantage of the opportunities that the market is presenting. Particularly, I was saying earlier, in the public sector area, we look forward to helping out in that field. Having the counterbalance being the insolvency professional deposits pouring in, of course, is even cheaper than going to the Bank of Canada for funding. So it's a wonderful counterbalance. And then the opportunity perhaps to acquire other lenders that aren't quite as fortunate as we are to augment our growth are all things we're looking forward to. They are tough times, mind you, and you know, I'm thankful that the staff that I have and the directors pulling through these situations, even though we're able to work at home somewhat seamlessly, we still miss the interaction with our colleagues. And we designed this VersaBank Center of Innovation for our IT guys and our administrative and partner relationship people to all interact, break bread, have coffees, talk, and we miss that. Hopefully this challenging period of time will be behind us all fairly soon. But the bank, as I was saying earlier, the bank is operating right through it, and other than missing our colleagues, it looks like we'll be able to do fairly well. And thank you all again.
Thank you. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time, and we thank you for your participation.